Guided imagery for soul satisfaction. Please find a room where you can be undisturbed during your meditation and where you can sit comfortably. We will begin the meditation by taking some relaxing breaths. If you feel comfortable, please close your eyes. Make sure your feet are firmly planted on the floor. Uncross your hands, uncross your feet or legs, and allow your body to relax. Take a deep breath in, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Take another deep breath in. With the next in-breath, direct your breath to the top of your scalp. Just allow the breath to move from your scalp down the back of your neck, and on the out-breath, to release any tightness or tension that you feel in that area. Now breathing into your jaw, the front of your neck, your shoulders, and moving your breath out your arms to the tips of your fingers. And again, on the out-breath, allowing any tension, distress, any uncomfortableness to be released in the out-breath. Now breathe into your chest and your upper back, holding your breath. Just for a second, notice the expansion of your chest and your back, and then release the breath and release any tension or tightness, any distress in that area. Now breathing into your belly and your hips, down your legs, through your knees, your lower legs, and your feet, out through the tips of your toes, and then just releasing that tightness or tension on your exhalation. Continue to allow your body to feel very relaxed in the chair you're sitting in. It should feel heavy, as if it's melting into the chair. Take another deep cleansing breath. Now get in touch with the scene in nature that you find awe-inspiring. It may be a sunset, or the sound of ocean waves, or the sound of a rainstorm. Just notice the sounds of your awe-inspiring scene, any smells, and just allow that feeling to move through your body and notice what part of your body is affected by this awe-inspiring scene. Do you feel a sense of lightness in your body or butterflies in your stomach? Continue to picture this scene in your mind's eye, noticing colors, smells, sounds. Allow yourself to be completely embedded in the feeling of this awe-inspiring scene in nature. Continue to stay in touch with what your body is feeling and to stay aware of your breathing. Now think of another awe-inspiring scene, this time involving people you love and care about. Perhaps it's a memory of the birth of your first child, or it's your wedding day, or it may be an anniversary or some other celebration. Again, stay aware of your breathing. Feel the experience in your body and see if you can describe what it feels like. Did your heart feel like it was swelling with emotion? Is your skin tingling? Continue to picture this scene in your mind's eye a little longer. Notice colors, sound, sights, smells, expressions of people around you, but most importantly, the feeling of this experience in your body. Now imagine one more awe-inspiring scene. Perhaps it's a special experience you had in church or some other spiritual experience. Or it may be a movie you saw or a book you read that particularly touched you. It may be an experience you had while praying or meditating. Picture that scene in your mind. Notice where you are, who's around you. Now notice how this experience felt in your body. Did you have a feeling of happiness for no reason? Did it feel like a light had come on in the darkness? Again, notice how this feels in your body. Continue to stay aware of your breathing and to experience what it feels like to be in this awe-inspiring experience. Now take three deep breaths, deep cleansing breaths, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Bring with you the feelings in your body from getting in touch with these awe-inspiring experiences. These experiences that light up your soul and fill your heart with joy. These experiences that bring hope and happiness into your life. From that space, answer the following questions to yourself. If I were to eat for soul satisfaction, I would, and you can fill in the blank. If I were to eat for soul satisfaction, I would. And just imagine for a brief moment yourself doing exactly what you would do in that case. The next one, if I were to value my body in a way that is soul satisfying, I would. Again, fill in the blank. And imagine yourself valuing your body in a way that is soul satisfying. If I were to nurture myself for soul satisfaction, I would. Fill in the blank. Picture yourself being nurturing in a way that satisfies your soul and your spirit. Next, if I were to express emotions that satisfy my soul, I would. Now picture yourself expressing your emotions in a soul-satisfying way. Again, stay aware of your breathing throughout the meditation. And now, if I were to live my life for soul satisfaction, I would fill in the blank. If I were to live my life for soul satisfaction, I would. Now take a moment to see a soul-satisfied version of yourself moving through your day-to-day life. In the morning, you awaken and you feel what? You get ready for your day and you notice you have a soul-satisfying breakfast. How does that feel? You travel to work feeling grateful and satisfied deep in your soul. Your work lifts your spirits because you are able to fill in the blank. Again, you're imagining a soul-satisfied version of yourself going through your day-to-day life. Let's continue with you having a soul-satisfying lunch. What does that look like? Don't allow your thoughts to interrupt this vision. If you have any thoughts, just allow them to pass through like leaves on a stream. You don't have to stop and grab them, just let them go by. Your interactions with your coworkers are soul satisfying. Can you imagine that? After work, you travel to your next soul-satisfying destination. Maybe it's just running errands, or maybe you have to pick up your kids from school, or meet a friend for coffee. Whatever that is, imagine how it would be if you were living from soul satisfaction. When you are back at home, you kick off your shoes and you take a moment to yourself to just glory in how good it feels to have had such a soul-satisfying day. Take this moment, allow yourself to relax, and just reflect. Next, you lovingly prepare your soul-satisfying dinner. How would that be different for you? Continuing to be aware of your breath moving in and out of your body. After dinner, you feel moved to get up and move your body. Maybe you just want to dance in your living room, or maybe you want to take your dogs for a walk. Just imagine yourself moving your body in a soul-satisfying way. When you come back, you get ready for bed. You feel your heart swell with love for your life. And while you know that it may not be perfect every moment of every day, it is perfect for you. While you may not be able to satisfy your soul as you have in your imaginary day, you know that just having a vision of and a desire for soul satisfaction will enable you to bring that into your life in big and small ways. Whenever you feel frustrated or off track, you can replay this meditation and reconnect with your spirit, your soul, your true essence. Now take one more deep cleansing breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Slowly bring yourself back to the room where you're sitting. Notice the chair beneath you, your feet on the floor, and gently open your eyes to your soul-satisfied life whenever you're ready.